Thank you. Thank you. good evening to our listening audience around the globe. Hey, coming up in a few short minutes, it's Monday Night Madness with my main man, the Professor, Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd III, and yours truly, WB. It's going to be a night of black excellence. All right, keep it locked right here on the Buzz. Got some women's Tisdale for you right now. Coming up, oh, you can't hide love. Thank you. Down on it, Waymon Tisdale. Speaking of black excellence, hey, one of my favorites. Hey, coming up, the professor will be joining me shortly. I'll keep it locked right here on the buzz. This one is called Conversation Piece, featuring Bob James. Oh, yes. Welcome, everyone, to The Buzz, Studio W, The Buzz. Hey, tell your friends about it. We do this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the globe. So you can reach us a myriad of ways. Hey, you can jump on us on Alexa. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Studio W. Go to the website in the United States, studiow.buzz. Internationally, studiow.buzz. Let's see, Android. Just download from your Play Store, Studio W, Apple, Studio.W, available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe. Hey, guys, this is part two. Last week we featured, or we did a show called Black Excellence. And Professor,
good evening.
Good evening to you, my friend. And we featured, last week, Patti LaBelle, Grover Washington, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Nina Simone, Ashford and Simpson, Angela Bofield, Norman Connors, Michael Henderson, Lou Rawls, Natalie Cole, Donny Hathaway. Yes. Oh, boy. Parliament. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. The Chocolate City Mothership Connection.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Say It Loud, James Brown, Duke Ellington, Beyonce, McFadden, Whitehead. On and on and on. So tonight is part two of Black Excellence. So got some music. Professor, I think I'm gonna drop a song right now and we'll be back with commentary.
Drop
and
it.
You can tell the audience exactly what's going on.
All right.
Denise Williams, Black Butterfly.
Morning light, silken dreams, take flight as the darkness gives way to the dawn. You survived, now your moment has arrived, now your dream has finally been born. Unkept, but your faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see just how proud and beautiful you are. Rise up even higher, so the way just how proud and beautiful you are.
Denise Williams. One of my favorites, Black Butterfly. Hey.
Nothing describes black excellence more lyrically, I think, than that one.
And her range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often talk about octaves over soprano, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she had to be up there, what, 3, 4, maybe even 5. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very excellent. Now, speaking of excellence, this is the feature part 2 of Black Excellence Tonight. So, Professor.
Yes.
We started last week. What an outstanding, outstanding show. And so we had more music than we had time. And so we're going to, oh, wow. There are so many hits that we have here, so many people, and so many just excellent. Oh, boy, I'm seeing another one. I'm going through this list, and I'm getting really excited here. So talk to us a little bit and tell us about the importance of this particular program.
This particular program, again, this is part 2 of last week. We want to touch on, there was a change in the black community that started in the 70s as we were reaping the benefits from the civil rights movement. And we started seeing changes happening, particularly with disco, and how there was some classical music influences being fused with R&B and especially jazz. And then the R&B ballad went through a metamorphosis as the result of jazz. Now, a few weeks ago, we honored Tom Bell, who is the perfect example of this, probably the start of this, because he was a classically trained pianist. He put all of those factors into R&B music coming from Philadelphia and the Philly sound, and all of those great, wonderful artists that he wrote and produced and played on. And then all of that, the rest of that filtered into R&B. And so you start seeing changes in the R&B ballad, particularly Patti LaBelle, Phyllis Hyman, artists that WB mentioned earlier, Angelo Bofill, Michael Henderson, those folks. And so, because, you know, there is, I know what to say. I'm trying to figure out how to say it. I'm trying to be diplomatic and PC. Okay.
Forget the PC stuff.
Okay. Well, R&B music can be done just out of one keyboard now. And GarageBand or Pro Tools.
Mm.
Okay. And some old heads are concerned about it, you know, and there is still sort of the desire, if we can just get musicians in a room and have them just listen and play together, you know, listen to each other and play together. And you know, like the only thing that you would overdub would be strings, okay, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to just kind of highlight that. It is a flavor in the music, but it is indicative to the rising up, the striving, you know, it's a come up, and the music celebrates the come up, that which is black excellence. Okay, going to school, getting your degree, okay, fixing yourself up nice and neat, that kind of thing, upholding some kind of dignity, And we still do. To this very day, we still do. Heck, we must do, because the term black excellence is rather recent. Did you remember hearing that a lot in the 70s?
A little. It's sort of making...
Yeah.
And you're going all the way back, what are we talking about, 50 years or so?
Right.
Oh, you know. My goodness.
Yeah. And you know, now we have terms for everything, which I think is a wonderful thing. No, it's a beautiful thing, because we need to term things. There are things that need to be termed.
That's why I'm chuckling.
So.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I tell you what, I love this. Now, it was something that you mentioned earlier. And this is an addition to the show tonight. And I think that we might want to slip this in right now because...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have a matter of fact, the professor and I, we are here behind the mic. We've got all this great music in front of us. And we also have the TV on. And we're watching Miami and Philadelphia.
Some of you might be watching that too.
Yeah. Now, why is that important? Because we wanted to honor Dr. J, Julius Irvin. And why is that, Professor?
He celebrated a birthday. Was it Wednesday? It was the 22nd.
February 22nd. 5 days ago. 73 years old.
And we're watching the Philadelphia 76ers.
Absolutely. So let's give you a little background now. He played with UMass. He went to UMass from 1969 to 71, right? Mm-hmm. And he was selected by the Milwaukee Bucks. However, do you know where he started his career?
Where?
Right here in Virginia. What? He played with the Virginia Squires. It was the American Basketball Association. That's where he started his career. It was the ABA.
Oh, man. That's before my time. But that's all right.
That's okay. But then he left in 1973. 71 to 73, he played with the Virginia Squires.
Oh, no. I was around. I was just way too little. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so was I. Okay. And then and the New York Knicks from 73 to 76. Oh. And he ended up with the 70. He retired with the 76ers from 1976 to 1987. And too many awards that I can even read right now. 11-time NBA All-Star, 3-time ABA Most Valuable Player, 2-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, 5-time NBA First Team, 1978, 1980, 1983, 4-time ABA First Team. ABA All-Defensive Team. Oh, my goodness. ABA All-Rookie. I mean, just go on and on and on. NBA Anniversary Team, 35th, 50th, 50th, and 75th. That's right. Number 32 retired by the UMass Minutemen.
Really?
That's the college that he went to.
UMass retired his
jersey? His jersey,
wow.
Absolutely. You know, I'm surprised that the 76ers haven't, or they didn't. I don't know. I'll look in that later.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I need to call E. Scott, Mill Brown, because he is the host.
That's the one.
He's the one to check with that. Because he does his sports show.
Mm-hmm.
And like, folks, you're talking about one of the best sports shows I've ever heard, even though it comes out of this network.
Yeah.
And that is the Studio W Sports page, which comes on each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know it's a little early on the West, 6 a.m., but you early risers, you can check it out, 8 a.m. Central.
And as a child, let me tell you, that was the first athlete who I saw that was cool.
The epitome of coolness.
Epitome. An athlete, though.
Dr. J. Oh, yeah. He still has that swagger.
Mm. Love it.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I saw him last Saturday at the All-Star Game.
Okay.
He was at the All-Star Game. Mm-hmm. So, Grover Washington wrote a song.
A cool man for another cool
man. Okay, called Let It Flow. Dr. J. Be right back after this.
Y'all knew this was coming.
Speaking of cool...